Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. Here are more secrets from some of the most wine-savvy people I know, sommeliers. You can find more stories, info on my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, the wines I reviewed this month, and my free e-newsletter on my website at nataliemclean.com. So now sit back and enjoy this month's story, entitled Sommelier Secrets. The first sommelier I talked to is Tom Richter from Darrell Wine Bar, New Jersey. And the first question I asked him was, what's all in a day's work for you? His answer, a lot of tasting, sometimes 20 to 50 wines a day or more at tastings. Yes, we do open a lot of wines, and it's a time-consuming task that we relieve the server of. We also know the wine list, which can be a bit much for servers to remember, and we're generally the wine go-to guys. Question, if you were to pick one thing, what would you have your customers never do again? Answer, pick up the wine glass and hold it for me to pour wine into it. Question, when you get up in the middle of the night and dive into the fridge for that sinful indulgence everyone denies having, do you pair it with wine? Answer, no, I drink so much wine on the job that I mostly drink beer when I'm out. Guinness is my first choice, followed by Sierra Nevada Pale, and then just about any other microbrew. Question. What wine would you pair with a fillet of porcupine? Answer. I'd have to taste the porcupine, and I would also need to know how it was prepared and what the accompaniments are. Question. What's in your personal wine cellar right now? Answer. A couple of old Ridge Cabernets from California, a 1982 Chateau Yquem, a Chateau Cheval Blanc, and some mature Amarones from Italy. My favorites are a collection of some aged Rieslings from 1972 to 1986. The other sommelier that I spoke to is actually a sake sommelier in Los Angeles, Yuji Matsumoto. And I asked him, how is sake best served and matched with food? His answer, most people think that sake should be served hot, but most premium sake should actually be served chilled at about 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. That's so you can enjoy its delicate fragrance and taste. However, if the sake is more full-bodied with high acidity, then serve it warm from 95 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Sake is graded according to how much the rice is polished or milled away rather than the quality of the rice, which is different from wine, for which the quality of the grapes are important. The degree of polishing is indicated on the bottle label. So for example, if it is 60%, this means 40% of the rice is polished and it's a premium sake. Sake is becoming more popular with the increasing popularity of sushi because they go so well together and it's a traditional pairing. It has about a third less sour acidity, tartaric, citric, and malic acids than wine, but 3 to 4 times more mild acidity, amino, glutamic, lactic, and succinic acids, and therefore sake enhances the flavor of food rather than cleansing your palate. This is also why sake is enjoyed warm, whereas wine is not. A light-bodied sake with floral aromas would go well with a white fish sashimi in a light sauce. However, a more strongly flavored eel dish with sweet barbecue sauce would require a more full-bodied sake, as would heartier dishes such as beef. And that's it. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about them. There's more information on the wines, the stories, and other news and tips and links on the site at nataliemclean.com. Please tune in again next month for another exciting episode. And in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are a copyright of Natalie McLean, 2008.